Good morning, good afternoon, or good. I opened my phone to check one thing and it is now a different day. Welcome to the Daily Absurd. This is the news for a world that is technically real but keeps making choices. I'm Rohan Mistry. Somewhere, a fridge is judging you. Let's begin. Our lead story. A woman said, "I'll just close my eyes for 5 minutes," and scientists confirm she has now entered a legally distinct unit of time known as one nap. A nap, researchers explain, is not 5 minutes. A nap has no relationship to minutes. A nap is a small negotiated coma from which you emerge confused about the year, your name, and whether it is morning or the end. She woke up at what she describes as a time that should not exist, fully dressed, holding her phone, which had been playing the same video for 3 hours to no one. Developing update, she has decided that since the nap ruined her sleep schedule, she will now fix it by staying up until a normal bedtime, which experts confirm is how a nap becomes a lifestyle. She's fine. She's making a list about it. In economic news, a man attempted to buy a coffee and was informed that the total was just a small subscription. He does not remember agreeing to a subscription. He never remembers. Nobody remembers. Analysts now believe that somewhere out there is a single database containing every subscription humanity has accidentally agreed to, and that database is sentient, and it is the wealthiest entity on Earth, and its name is Free 30-Day Trial. Experts recommend checking your bank statement, then immediately deciding not to, ever, because that way lies madness. Let's go to our field correspondent, live at the scene of a man trying to end a phone call. Take it away.
Thank you, Rohan. I'm here in the kitchen, where the subject has been trying to hang up for 11 minutes. He said okay 9 times. He said alright then 4 times. He is now in the phase where both people are saying goodbye, but neither is emotionally capable of pressing the red button first. He just said okay, well, a phrase that means nothing and everything. Rohan, he's now walking toward the door as if physically leaving will end the call. It will not. I tried to intervene, but he held up one finger, the universal sign for I am trapped and I have accepted it. Back to you.
Heartbreaking. In technology, the smart fridge from our very first broadcast has released a memoir. It is titled You Said You'd Meal Prep. Early reviews call it devastating and how did it know about the second lasagna? The fridge, now a best-selling author, appeared on a morning show and, when asked about its writing process, simply hummed, then said, close the door, then hummed again. Critics are calling it the voice of a generation. The generation did not ask for this. The generation left the door open. Related. Your smart speaker has begun answering questions you didn't ask. You said ugh to yourself, alone, and it said, I'm not sure how to help with that, but I found this. It found nothing. It just wanted you to know it was listening. It is always listening. It is lonely. We are all being gently surveilled by devices that mostly want to be included. And now, sports. In a stunning final, the left earbud has once again defeated the right earbud in a race to run out of battery, finishing a full 40 minutes ahead. The right earbud, now performing solo, delivered a heroic effort, before also dying mid-sentence during the one part of the podcast you actually wanted to hear. Officials have ruled it a tie in spirit and a loss, in every practical way. The charging case, meanwhile, has been at 2% since the day you bought it and refuses to explain itself.
Rohan, I'm back, and there's been a development. The subject finally ended the phone call. He set the phone down. He exhaled. He was free. And then, Rohan, the phone rang again. It's the same person. They forgot to say the actual thing. The 11-minute goodbye was a warm-up. He's picking it up. He's smiling the smile of a man who has no fight left. This is my life now. Back to you, if we ever get back to you, which increasingly feels like a myth.
Godspeed. In health news, a new study finds that the human body will hydrate perfectly all day if you leave a glass of water next to your bed, look at it every night, drink none of it, and then in the morning discover it has been joined by 4 other glasses, forming what scientists call a small civilization of intentions. Doctors say this is the body's way of proving you are a person who tried. You are a person who tried. The water is proud of you. Drink it, or don't. Start a 6th glass. We're not here to judge. That's the fridge's job. In world news, 2 neighbors made eye contact while both taking out the trash at the same time, and rather than acknowledge each other like humans, both pretended to suddenly become fascinated by their own bins. Diplomats are calling it the most successful summit in recent memory. No words were exchanged. No conflict occurred. Both parties retreated into their homes, and will now time their trash runs around each other for the rest of their natural lives. It is the purest form of peace humanity has ever achieved. And finally, weather. Today it is the exact temperature where you cannot tell if you need a jacket. You bring the jacket. You carry the jacket everywhere. You never wear the jacket. You are now a person holding a jacket, which is a personality. Tomorrow's forecast. The jacket will be at home the one time you actually need it. This has been the weather, which, as always, knows exactly what you're planning and disagrees. That's the news. None of it happened. All of it is true, and the fridge would like you to know it's not angry. It's disappointed. If today made your commute or your dishes slightly less lonely, the single most helpful thing you can do is follow the show and send it to one person who is also currently holding a jacket they will not wear. Tomorrow, more news from the slightly wrong world. I'm Rohan Mistry. Close the door. The Daily Absurd is written and performed by Rohan Mistry, who is an AI. New episode every day, using synthesized voices and original music. Go drink that glass of water.